We're going to look at the story of Jonah briefly tonight, simply to introduce what's going to be coming up in the next few weeks. So if you're able to turn with me to Jonah chapter 1, I'm going to read the first chapter and then some brief comments to close our service. The word of the Lord came to Jonah, son of Amittai, "Go to the great city of Nineveh and preach against it, because its wickedness has come up before me." But Jonah ran away from the Lord and headed for Tarshish. He went down to Joppa, where he found a ship bound for that port. After paying the fare, he went aboard and sailed for Tarshish to flee from the Lord. Then the Lord sent a great wind on the sea, and such a violent storm arose that the ship threatened to break up. All the sailors were afraid, and each cried out to his own God. And they threw the cargo into the sea to lighten the ship. But Jonah had gone below deck, where he lay down and fell into a deep sleep. The captain went to him and said, "How can you sleep? Get up and call on your God. Maybe he will take notice of us, and we will not perish." Then the sailors said to each other, "Come, let us cast lots to find out who is responsible for this calamity." They cast lots, and the lot fell on Jonah. And so they asked him, "Tell us, who is responsible for making all this trouble for us? What do you do? Where do you come from? What is your country? From what people are you?" He answered, "I am a Hebrew, and I worship the Lord, the God of heaven, who made the sea and the land." This terrified them, and they asked, "What have you done?" They knew he was running away from the Lord, because he had already told them. The sea was getting rougher and rougher, so they asked him, "What shall we do to you to make the sea calm down for us?" "Pick me up and throw me into the sea," he replied, "and it will become calm. I know that it is my fault that this great storm has come upon you." Instead, the men did their best to row back to land, but they could not, for the sea grew even wilder than before. Then they cried to the Lord, "O Lord, please do not let us die for taking this man's life. Do not hold us accountable for killing an innocent man, for you, O Lord, have done as you pleased." Then they took Jonah and threw him overboard, and the raging sea grew calm. At this, the men greatly feared the Lord, and they offered a sacrifice to the Lord and made vows to him. But the Lord provided a great fish to swallow Jonah, and Jonah was inside the fish 3 days and three nights. It's a short book, but it's a book which is really important within the Jewish faith. On the Day of Atonement, or Yom Kippur, they actually read the story of Jonah, because it's a story about rebellion, a story about repentance, a story about rescue. And it's so easy to think of the children's story. We've probably all got the waterproof book for the grandchildren with Jonah and the whale, or maybe even the whale itself, and to think that it's a cute little story. But if you go into the British Museum in London, you'll actually see actual physical sort of mosaics from Nineveh, from that 6th century. And they're actually a little bit burnt, because when there was a fire in Nineveh, they managed to take out some of these actual historical materials. And on this mosaic, on this picture, long picture of can't think of the technical term for the engraving, but it's essentially engraving of Assyrian armies and what they used to do to their enemies. You can Google it tonight if you put in Nineveh, Jonah, try some of these words, British Museum, and it'll probably come up. But essentially they used to get their enemies and they would put a hook in their nose, they'd put their eyes out, and they would just haul them along and they would just humiliate them. They were so brutal towards their enemies. And we know from the Old Testament how much the children of God, how much Israel tried to differentiate themselves from their neighbors. They were the chosen people. They had different standards. And God says, go and preach to them. And for us just to think for a minute about the worst possible person in your life, or the person that you would regard as absolutely repulsive and disgusting and want to have nothing to do with them, and you hope you would never even have to think about them. And God would say, I want you to go and spend time with them. I want you to tell them how much they're loved. I want you to tell them how much that I love them as much as I love you. And as we fast forward to chapter 4, without giving you everything in between, after Jonah preaches, 10,000 people repent and turn to the Lord. And Jonah rejoices. No, he doesn't. He takes a serious huff. He's really, really angry. And God says to him, why are you so angry, Jonah? And Jonah says, I knew it. I knew that you're a gracious God. I knew that you're a compassionate God. I knew that you were slow to anger. I knew that you were abounding in love. I knew that although you sent me to preach judgment, I knew that if they repented, you would completely forgive them and completely forget everything they've done. And Jonah couldn't handle it. And tonight we've gathered around the Lord's table and we've received God's compassion. We've received God's abounding love. We know that God doesn't hold against us our mistakes, the things that we've done wrong. In fact, when he pays for it on the cross, it's finished. It says that he takes our sins and he hurls them into the deepest part of the ocean. As far as the east is from the west, so far have I removed your sins from you. And so God sends us out this week to preach grace. And the challenge for us tonight is to be sent out with a cheerful heart, with a willingness to preach that grace, and to say to people, no matter what they've done, there for the grace of God go I. So we're going to unpack Jonah over the next few weeks, and that's just a taster, it's just an introduction.